Riding a horse requires skill, especially if you're on the pro rodeo circuit. Now imagine that task without the use of your legs. It's today's American Countryside, and it's brought to you by Agriculture Liquid Fertilizers. Visit agroliquid.com. And by Shoepag Parts. They keep farms running. Visit shoeparts.com.
Agriculture Liquid Fertilizers offer greater efficiency and unsurpassed application flexibility, providing you a full line of crop nutrients that can be conveniently applied when and where you need them. So instead of applying tons or gallons of fertilizer your crop may not need, use Agriculture Liquid to optimize your yield potential and your investment. Better yields, better quality, better for your bottom line. That's responsible nutrient management. Visit agroliquid.com to find a dealer near you.
This fall, let the power of Extract PBA help you realize the full nutrient potential of your crop residue. Extract powered by Accomplish is an exciting new nutrient release and residue management technology from Loveland Products. Use Extract PBA to speed residue decomposition and release the valuable nutrients locked up in your residue, and for easier plantability, a more even crop emergence, and the potential for increased yields next season. Ask your local crop production services dealer about Extract PBA today.
Amberly Snyder is from Elk Ridge, Utah, and back in 2009, she was elected president of the Utah State FFA Association.
2009 was actually the greatest year of my life. Everything was lining out perfect, and it was the very beginning of January of 2010 that my life took a turn that I wasn't expecting. I was on my way to Denver, Colorado for the stock show and was involved in a rollover car accident, which left me with paralysis from the waist down.
The event has changed her life forever. But it did not change two of her loves in life.
Yeah, I've done FFA since I was a freshman in high school. I don't come from a farming background at all. My dad was a baseball player. My mom was a cheerleader. She had a horse when she was younger, but that was it. So I got into the FFA with my friends and just with the background that I had. And I've been competing in rodeo forever. I mean, since I was 7 years old, it's what I've loved to do.
She intended to get her pro rodeo card when she got back from Denver. But now, with paralysis from the waist down, continuing a rodeo career seemed doubtful to many. But not Amberly.
Well, I never had the doubt in my mind that I was going to ride again. It wasn't if that was going to happen. It was just when and how I was going to be able to do it. Definitely a process. I mean, it was harder than I even expected. The first time I got on was 4 months after my accident.
Getting on a horse 4 months after the accident was impressive, but her goal of actually competing still seemed a long ways off.
Honestly, that day was a killer. That day was the day that I realized that it was not going to be what I wanted entirely. It was going to be different. I wasn't going to have my legs. I wasn't going to have what I'd had before. But it was a process. Got the seatbelt on my saddle, got the modifications done, and my very first run was a year and a half after.
Amberly is indeed running the barrels today, and her story has inspired many across the nation. More next time as we travel the countryside. In Louisville, Kentucky, I'm Andrew McRae.